我们继续来查考哥罗西书。
So we shall continue the study of the book of Colossians.
好，请我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Turn to Colossians chapter 1.
今天早上我们查考神在基督里面的工作。
So this morning we study the work of Jesus Christ in the Lord.
13节到23节。
From verse 13 to 23.
我们知道不同的信仰里，宗教信仰里面，为什么基督教最突出？是因为基督的超越性。
So why is Christianity special amongst all the religious faiths? It's because Jesus Christ is supreme.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
所以找到基督，你就不需要再去其他的宗教寻找。
Once you find Jesus Christ, you no longer need to seek religion.
当然你要去寻找也可以，但是到最后会有一个结论。只有耶稣的救恩最完全。
Or you can continue pursuing other religions, but you will come to the same conclusion that only in Jesus Christ will you find completion.
但是啊，这一段寻找的路程，有时候你会花很多的功夫，有时候你会发现那一些功夫可能可以用在更有意义的事情上。
And it will take a lot of effort while exploring the other faiths, and you will come to realize that that effort could be better utilized elsewhere.
那我们今天来这一节来查考24节到29节。
For this session, we will study from verse 24 through 29.
24节到29节就是讲保罗在基督里的工作。
So verse 24 through 29 discusses Paul's labor for the church.
前一段是神在基督里的工作。
So the previous section was about the Lord Jesus Christ's His work.
他是要预备救恩。
His work of in preparation for salvation.
那保罗在基督里的工作是要传扬救恩。
Paul's labor for his portion of work is to preach.
所以这两个工作要联合起来，神的救恩就能够遍满全地上。
And both labors are needed in order for the gospel to spread.
但是为着让这个两个工作能够完成，
But in order to complete both works,
基督要受苦，
Jesus Christ needed to suffer,
我们也要受苦，
And we need to suffer.
我们现在看第一章二十四节。
So let us look at chapter 1 verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦倒觉得欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church.
这个地方说要补满基督患难的缺欠。
So it says to fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in Christ's affliction.
我们仔细看这是不是指着基督的患难没有完全？
So is this to saying that Christ's affliction is not complete?
不是这样的。
Not so.
当主耶稣在十字架上最后一句话说，成了。
When Jesus Christ said on the cross, it is finished.
这叫做救恩完成了。
It signified the completion of salvation.
耶稣的受苦就是要完成救恩。
Jesus Christ suffered in order to complete salvation.
因为按照神的律法，要借着血才可以洁净。
Because under God's law, the only way to cleanse away sin is through the blood.
旧约杀牛羊的献祭只是一个预表。
In the Old Testament times, when they offered sacrifices of sheep and cattle, that was only a prefiguration.
那真正的那一头羊就是主耶稣。
Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrificial lamb.
所以他要为人类的罪来流出宝血。
He was determined to shed his blood for the sin of mankind.
所以救恩在十字架完成。
And so salvation was completed on the cross.
这个救恩本身是没有缺欠的。
And there's nothing lacking in salvation.
所以这个说基督患难的缺欠是指的什么？
So here, when it says what is lacking in regards to Christ's affliction, what is that?
这个就是指着要把基督的救恩传遍到世界每一个角落。
This speaks of how the salvation plan must be preached to the corners of the world.
所以他这里说，为着基督的身体，就是教会要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
So it says that I must I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard of Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church.
因为在当时保罗传福音。
When Paul was preaching the gospel,
刚刚福音开始啊，这个教会的建立从耶路撒冷开始。
The church was first established in Jerusalem.
然后这个教会要不断的扩充，直到地极。
And this church needed to grow and spread to the ends of the world.
这是神的旨意。
And that was the will of God.
但是要把教会传到地极，需要有人去做。
But someone needed to do the work in order to spread the gospel.
后来神就呼召保罗去做。
And so God called on Paul to do this work.
所以保罗在肉身受苦啊，就是要让福音能够传遍整个地球。
Paul experiences physical suffering so that the gospel can be spread through the world.
这个叫做补满基督患难的缺欠。
And that is what it means to fill up what is lacking in regards to Christ's afflictions.
我们看25节。
Let's look at verse 25.
我照着神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness.
这个中文跟英文有点不太一样就是要把神完全的道理传出来。
So here it speaks about how the word must be preached in fullness.
那这个神完全的道理是什么？
And so what is this?Full word.
就是二十六节。
It's what's said in verse 26.
这个道理就是历世一代所隐藏神的奥秘，但是如今向他的圣徒显明。
The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints.
这个福音有一个奥秘。
So there's a mystery to the gospel.
我们现在来读，不会觉得这有什么奥秘啊。
When we read it today, we don't think there's anything mysterious.
但是在保罗那个时代，这是奥秘。
But during Paul's time, this was a great mystery.
为什么？
Why?
因为从旧约圣经来讲说，只有犹太人是神的选民。
Because according to the Old Testament, only the Jews were chosen people of God.
是不列在万民中的门。是不列在万民当中的一个民啊。
So it's, so they are special amongst the other nations.
是独居之民啊。
They are the one group.
所以犹太人以外叫做外邦人。
So besides anyone besides the Jews are considered Gentiles.
你如果现在一个慕道者进来，我们跟他讲你是外邦人，他已经觉得很不舒服。
So if a visitor were to come today and we call him a Gentile, I mean, he probably would not like that too much.
事实上从旧约圣经看起来不是犹太人就是外邦人。
But if you look at the Old Testament, anyone besides a Jew is a Gentile.
外邦人就是跟神的救恩没有份。
And Gentiles are those with no part in Christ.
但是在旧约圣经里面已经有一个神的预言在那里。
But a prophecy existed in the Old Testament.
就是救恩要临到外邦人。
That salvation will come to the Gentiles.
我们看以赛亚书的42章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书的42章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
第五节。
First five.
创造诸天，铺张穹苍，将地和地所出的一并铺开，是气息给众人，又是灵给行在其上之人的神主如此说。这个第五节是在介绍我们所拜的神。
So verse 5 is an introduction of the God that we worship.
他是创造天地铺张穹苍的一个神。
He created the heavens and stretched them out.
然后他是气息给地上众人的神。
He is the one who gives breath to his people.
也就是说神是非常伟大的神。
So this God is a great God.
他这样说。
So he says.
既然是这样，神是这样一位神，所以他讲的话是有分量的。
And because he is such a God, then what he says holds value.
他讲的话就是预言就会实现。
What he says is a prophecy that will surely happen.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我凭公义造你，也必扶持你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保。这个地方说使你做众民的中保。
Here says that.
第六
节。That I'll keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people.
我们看这个中文下面有一个做 covenant, 做约。所以这个你就是指着将来要出生的主耶稣，他要做众民的约。
So where the you refers to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will be the covenant of the people.
这个众民就只是上每一个人。
So everyone.
所以主耶稣来这个约不只限定在犹太人。
So when Jesus Christ comes, he will make a covenant not just for the Jews, but for everyone.
这个约也要普及到世界各地。
This covenant will spread to the rest of the world.
而下面说做外邦人的光。
He'll become a light for the Gentiles.
所以主耶稣要做外邦人的光，他的福音要传到外邦人。
The Lord Jesus Christ will become a light for the Gentiles. His gospel will be preached to the Gentiles.
因此神拣选彼得叫做犹太人的使徒。
God chose Peter to be the apostle for the Jews.
但是神拣选保罗叫做外邦人的使徒。
But God chose Paul to be an apostle for the Gentiles.
所以保罗到了一段时间以后他福音要往外传开，传到外邦人。
So there came to a point where Paul needed to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
我们看使徒行传十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传十四章。
Acts chapter 14.
在十四节十三章十四节。
Chapter 13 verse 14.
说保罗来到一个地方叫做比西底的安提阿，在安息日就进入会堂，就劝勉众人。
Verse 14, from Perga they went to the Pisidian Antioch, and on Sabbath they entered the synagogue and sat down.
所以他就在介绍耶稣的救恩。
And so here he begins to share about Jesus Christ's salvation.
然后38节他告诉他们赦罪的恩是由这个人传给你们的。
And then in verse 38 he says, I want you to know that through Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you.
然后39节你们在摩西律法不得称义的，信靠这个人就得称义了。
And through him, everyone who believes is justified. For everything you cannot be justified from by the law of Moses.
所以很显然保罗传道的对象当时是犹太人。
So obvious at that point, it seems like he was preaching just to the Jews.
到44节第二个安息日，整个城人呢都要听神的道。
But in verse 44, we see that it was the next Sabbath, and the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord.
但是到45节
in verse 45,
犹太人看到这样就满心嫉妒。
When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy.
硬驳保罗并且说毁谤的话。
And they talked abusively against what Paul was saying.
所以遇到很大的阻挡。
So they faced great opposition.
那这个时候保罗怎么办呢？
So what is Paul to do at this point?
所以46节保罗就提到他要转移传道的方向。
So in verse 46, Paul says that we need to shift our focus in our of who we preach to.
说神的道本来是先讲给你们的，这是应当的。但是你们弃绝，断定自己不配永生，所以我们就转到外邦人去。
We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you rejected and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles.
然后他就引用以赛亚书说：“我已经立你做外邦人的光。”
Then he utilizes a verse in the book of Isaiah saying that I have made you a light for the Gentiles.
所以保罗就开始往外邦传福音，又加应验以赛亚书里面的预言。
So going forward, Paul shifts his focus to preach to Gentiles and so that the prophecy in the book of Isaiah happens.
所以后来保罗去传福音给外邦人。
So when Paul preached to the Gentiles,
就是要应验圣经里面神的预言。
Is to fulfill a prophecy.
因此在哥罗西书第一章里面呢，保罗在提到我为你们受苦。
In Colossians chapter 1, Paul says that he suffers for them.
这个受苦第一个当然就是指着要把福音传给外邦人。
He suffers so that he can preach to the Gentiles.
那我们知道在保罗传道的路途当中他曾经被人用石头打得半死。
And he has been beaten nearly to death while traveling to preach the gospel.
然后接下去他起来，他又再继续传福音。
And he simply got up and continued to preach.
他遇到很多的困难。
He faced many difficulties.
因为在一切困难中，神帮助他克服，把福音传出去。
But God helped him in every single difficulty so that he can continue spreading the gospel.
这是保罗所受的苦。
But that was the suffering that he experienced.
这为着要把神基督所完成的福音传扬出去。
He did this so that he can preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他这样受苦有什么价值？
What is the cost of his suffering?
我们看。
What is the value of his suffering?
27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
神愿意叫他们知道， 这个奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
To them, God has chosen to make known amongst the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
也就是基督要住在外邦人的心中。
So Christ will be living in the hearts of the Gentiles.
基督要成为他们的盼望。
Christ will become the hope of the Gentiles.
所以保罗为着这件事情啊，在受苦。
And Paul suffers for the sake.
那今天要让我们来思想一件事情。
Today, let us think.
今天神托付保罗让这福音今天托付给我们真教会。
The gospel that was entrusted to Paul is now entrusted to the true church.
所以我们的责任要把福音传遍地极。
It is our responsibility to preach to the end of this world.
然后救恩就来到。
And then salvation will come.
在马太福音24章。
It's stated in Matthew chapter 24.
如果这个救恩是指在一般基督教所传的。
Now, if the salvation we speak of is the same as other Christian churches,
那其实早就传遍地极啊。
Then we can say that it's already been spread to the ends of this world already.
所以你在各个地方，包括非洲的丛林里面，你都看到好多人在读圣经，在礼拜天去聚会。
Everywhere, even in the jungles of Africa, you see people reading the Bible and honoring Sabbath on Sunday.
但是那个并不是保罗所传全备的福音。
But that is not the complete gospel that Paul was preaching.
所以神给我们真耶稣教会所负担的责任相当的使命相当的重大。
So God has given us a great commission as a true church.
那现在问题就是现在的保罗在哪里？
Problem is, who is our modern day Paul?
谁愿意来回应基督的受苦？
Who is willing to take up the suffering of Christ?
来补满基督患难的缺陷。
Who is willing to pick up what is lacking in regards to Christ's affliction?
这个对我们是一个很大的挑战。
It's a great challenge to us.
我现在美国总会已经有通过一个议案。
So USGA recently just passed.
就是每一个在美国当传道的，只要会讲英文，都要到非洲一次。
That passed the decision that every single English-speaking minister in the U.S. must at least go to Africa once.
最好是东非一次，西非一次。
Better to go to Northern Africa once and Southern Africa once.
其实这个教会付出的代价教会付出的代价相当大。
East and West Africa, it's a great price to pay.
一次包括所有的费用加在一起，可能少不多2000块。
Because each trip can cost easily over $2,000.
那为什么需要有这样一个决定？
So why did they make such a decision?
我们知道非洲的传道大概200年前开始。
The gospel was first introduced to Africa about 200 years ago.
那我们现在去传福音，其实比80年代去传福音已经舒服很多了。
Now, compared to the 1980s, it's so much more comfortable preaching today in Africa than it was two decades ago.
但是比起200年前来，这个没有办法比的。
You can't even compare to what it was like 200 years ago.
200年前，疟疾没有药医。
200 years ago, malaria had no cure.
200年前非洲人没有听福音还没有开化。
200 years ago, they have never heard of the gospel.
所以200年前去传福音，那个英国培养很多的宣教去传福音，大家都知道去了不会再回来。
Now the English evangelists, when they went to Africa, they knew that when they went there, they would never return.
所以在奈及利亚的海边，你发现有一个白人的坟墓，全部都是宣教士。
In the one of the beaches of Nigeria, you'll see a cemetery with for white people, and they're all evangelists.
就是一两百年里面的死在那个地方。
So all the preachers that had died there.
有的是被黑人杀掉。
Some were murdered.
有的是疟疾死掉。
Some died from malaria.
那有的是被毒蛇猛兽咬死的。
Some were bitten by poisonous snakes.
所以这个非洲的宣教其实是用血铺出来的。
So the way of evangelism was paved in blood in Africa.
但是他们做的并不是没有价值。
And what they did was not without value.
他们做的是施洗约翰的工作。
They did the work of John the Baptist.
如果今天非洲都是回教国家。
If Africa were a Muslim continent today.
我们要去传教非常非常的难。
It would be very difficult for us to preach the gospel.
比方说奈及利亚的南边好像是一个基督教国家。
So if you think about the southern part of Nigeria, it seems like it's a Christian nation.
每一个村庄都有好几个会堂。
There are multiple churches in every village.
所以有一阵子我们在奈及利亚南边啊，教会非常兴盛。
So for a while, our church prospered in the southern part of Nigeria.
但是奈及利亚北边好像是个回教国家。
But the northern area is like a Muslim state.
你打不进去。
You can't penetrate there.
所以今天我们能够在非洲传福音，这是因为有很多的宣教士已经做施洗约的工作，铺路铺出来。
The fact that we can preach the gospel in Africa today, it's because there are many people who have done the work of John the Baptist.
那是牺牲很大的。
They have greatly sacrificed.
包括他的生命。
They've given up their lives.
但这个施洗约的工作现在已经铺完了。
But now that, you know, the work of John the Baptist has paved the way.
现在我们要去传全备的福音。
We are now there so that we can preach the full gospel.
所以我们现在在非洲大概有13个国家有我们的教会。
So there are 13 countries with our churches in Africa today.
这过去从1979年到现在 2009, 过去30年来的努力的一个结果。
And this is the fruit of our 30 years of effort.
当然去那边传福音呢、这个是一种牺牲。
Of course, it takes sacrifice to go preach there.
那这个牺牲就是要补满基督患难的缺欠。
But this sacrifice is to fill what is lacking in regard to the Christ's affliction.
就是借着我们去传福音，能够把真教会基督的身体扩张到非洲去。
So that by preaching there, then we can fill up the body of Christ.
但是世界还有很大。
But the world is so big.
我们仔细看我们现在美国总会被托付。要关心中美跟南美。
The USGA has been entrusted with the task of watching out for the Central America and Southern America, South America areas.
如果你把地图拿来看。
So if you look at a map.
中美跟南美合起来范围好像跟美国一样大。
Central South America combined is just as large as North America.
这一片都是还没有属灵上都是还没有开垦的土地。
So there's all this landmass that has not been that we have not entered.
你可以发现很多人信耶稣。
You'll find that a lot of people believe in Jesus.
但是真教会的福音还没有传进去。
But the true gospel has not arrived in these areas yet.
所以谁要去传？
So who is to go preach?
就是在美国的真耶稣教会啊。
The True Jesus Church in the U.S.
因为我们这里人力最多。
Because we have the greatest manpower here.
成立这个财力也充足。
We are pretty well off economically.
如果我们不传，是谁要传
？If we don't preach, then who will preach?
马来西亚总会关心印度。
The Malaysian GA is concerned with India.
英国总会关心整个非洲。
UKGA watches out for the entire Africa continent.
还有俄罗斯
and Russia.
他已经尽了力量
and they've done what they can already.
台湾总会
the Taiwan GA
关心缅甸 泰国
watches out for Thailand.
新加坡小小一个岛，他关心缅甸
Singapore, a small area, is concerned with
缅甸 Burma.
Burma.
然后沙巴总会关心菲律宾。
And Sabah GA is watching out for the Philippines.
所以你看，世界上每一个国家，它都有分别到一块土地，要他们去开拓。
So every established region is responsible for another region to enter.
巴黎教会
Paris Church,
信徒大概不到100个人。
They have probably less than 100 members.
他负责非洲法语的国家。
They are responsible for all French-speaking nations in Africa.
现在已经开拓了刚果。
So they've already entered Congo.
还有贝宁。
Belize.
Benin.
贝宁。
还有卢安达。
And Rwanda.
所以我们现在要了解在属灵上我们是有责任的。
So we have a spiritual responsibility.
因此当时神在回应保罗在回应神的呼召。
So when Paul was responding to God's calling,
他为着这件事情牺牲受苦。
He was willing to sacrifice for it.
所以福音传开来。
And that is why the gospel spread.
今天我们要把这个福音传到中美跟南美。
Today, if we are to spread the gospel into Central and South America,
我们需要有人回应。
We need someone to answer the call.
来对自己有一个牺牲。
That someone is willing to make the sacrifice.
然后能够把福音传出去。
And then the gospel will be spread.
那其实我们不要谈到中美跟南美，在美国本土。
But let's not even talk about Central and South America if we think about U.S. itself.
还是有很多地方我们还没有传。
There are still many places we haven't preached to.
这个责任是我们的。
It's our responsibility.
所以神在等待我们。
God is waiting for us.
基督已经完成他的救恩。
Jesus Christ has already completed his salvation.
他在等待我们回应，把这个救恩传给更多的人。
He is now waiting for us to preach salvation to even more people.
让更多人能够来进到基督里面，他的心里面有荣耀的盼望。
He is waiting for more people to enter his body so that they can experience a glorious hope.
我们再看28节。
Let's look at verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。
We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
29节。
29.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me.
这个地方讲保罗说他要把人在基督里完全引到神的面前。
Here he says, Paul says that his hope is to present everyone be perfect in Christ.
如果看英文更清楚他把人很完全地献到神的面前。
It says very clearly that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
那要怎么这样？要怎么做
？And how do we do this?
用诸般的智慧劝诫人，教导人。
By proclaiming him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom.
那这样我们人才能够完完全全被引到神的面前。
Only by that effort that we can be presented perfect in Christ.
那这个就是帮助人信仰成长。
In other words, we need to help each one grow spiritually.
那这件事情也是。一个很大的责任。
It's a great responsibility.
我们大家就知道，养孩子很辛苦。
We all know that it takes a lot of effort to raise a kid.
所以你现在生一两个孩子就忙得很了。
And so if we have one or two children, it seems so much busy work.
好像现在的孩子比以前特别难养。
It's as if it's harder to raise today's children than the days have passed.
一两个就很忙了。
One or two is already a lot.
但是有时候我们常常在想在属灵上，一个人要长大成熟之前必须有人去照顾他。
Now, if we're to think, in order for a person to grow up spiritually, then it takes a lot of effort as well.
那有人去牧养他，所以他才会渐渐成长。
There must be pastoring so the person will grow.
他才能够在神面前完全。
And only then will the person become perfect in Christ.
那这个工作本身是很辛苦的。
It takes a lot of effort.
所以我们今天需要重新再思想，到底我们活在这个世界上是为什么？
Let us think, why do we even exist in this world?
所以二十九节说，我为此劳苦。他讲得很清楚，我为此劳苦。
Here Paul says clearly in verse 29, to this end I labor.
然后照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
Struggling with all his labor energy, which so powerfully works in me.
所以保罗的一生人生目标很清楚。
Paul has a very clear goal in his life.
我就是要传福音。
I am here to preach the gospel.
让更多人得救。
So that more people can be saved.
我就是要帮助人。
I am here to help people.
让他能够在神面前完全。
So that they can become perfect before Christ.
为着这样，尽心竭力在生活。
So then, to this end, I labor.
有时候我们常常会想。
So sometimes we may think.
为什么我们有时候活得不快乐？
Why is it that we live without joy?
活得不快乐是因为我们没有受苦。
We don't live happily because we don't suffer.
这是真的。
It's true.
为什么你觉得吃饭没有味道？
Why would you eat food and find that it's bland?
因为你没有饿肚子过。
Because you haven't been hungry.
你如果肚子很饿，饭就很好吃。
If you're very hungry, the food will taste really good.
这是真的。
It's true.
你为什么没有快乐？
How come you have no happiness?
你如果我们现在来比较保罗。
We compare ourselves to Paul.
我们什么都有，他什么都没有。
We have everything and he has nothing.
保罗有行动电话吗？
Did Paul have a cell phone?
保罗上网吗？
Did Paul have the internet?
保罗看电视吗？
Did Paul have a TV?
都没有啊。
Nothing.
保罗有 iPad 吗？
Did he have an iPad?
都没有啊。
No.
保罗有一个房子像我们这样吗？冷气跟暖气。
Did Paul have a house with central air conditioning and heating?
都没有啊。
No.
所以我们有的保罗都没有。
So everything that we have, Paul did not have.
那现在问题就是说，保罗有的我们有吗
？But do we have what Paul had?
保罗说满心喜乐。
Paul had a heart of joy.
所以我们在腓立比书里面，保罗说喜乐。
In the book of Philippians, he says again and again, rejoice.
我们读腓立比书，有时候保罗大概如果现在大概是在夏威夷吧。
So if we read the book of Philippians, we would think, wow, he must be in Hawaii right now.
住在五星级的饭店。
He must be living in a five-star hotel.
下去吃沙西米。
He was eating sashimi.
看来出来看外面的风景。
He's outside enjoying the view.
喜乐，真的很喜乐。
And so that's why he keeps writing, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice.
不是啊。
But no.
保罗是在监牢里面写的。
Paul wrote the letter in prison.
这个是他受苦的地方啊。
There's a place of suffering.
那为什么保罗有那种喜乐？
So how did Paul have such joy?
因为他受苦。
Because he suffered.
为着基督受苦。
Because he suffered for Christ.
神充满在他里面。
God was full in him.
所以他充满着喜乐。
And so he was full of joy.
所以今天我们物质的追求已经空前绝后了，不是绝后，已经空前了，已经所有没有的。
So we have everything that we already, every material thing that we wanted to pursue.
你再追求下去，房子再换再大，车子再换再好，也差不多就是这样了。
If you keep seeking more bigger houses, newer cars, this is it.
如果我们真的要活得很喜乐，
If you really want to live a life of joy,
应当要受苦。
Then we need to suffer.
当我们在受苦当中，
And when we do suffer,
有两件事情会让你觉得很喜乐。
There are two things that will give you great joy.
第一件。
One,
当你去传福音，
when you go out to preach the gospel,
你看到一个人愿意信耶稣，
and you encounter someone who is willing to come and believe,
你要看他得圣灵，
when you see that person receive the Holy Spirit,
你就很喜乐，
then you will rejoice.
我从南非回来，
when I came back from South Africa,
礼拜五晚上， 我看到 Tony,
it was Friday night, I saw Tony,
我发现他的脸不一样，
and I noticed that his countenance has changed.
三个礼拜没有看到，
I hadn't seen him in 3 weeks,
他去追求。
Because he had been seeking.
他有体验。
He had experience.
内心充满着平安。
And he has peace in his heart.
那脸中就充满着平安。
So his countenance is one of peace.
我说这个是一种很实际的一个体验。
This is a very practical, realistic experience.
那如果我们每一个人很认真的去传福音。
Now if we all put our effort in preaching the gospel.
有更多人来信主。
And more people come to believe.
我们看到我们的工作有了果效。
When we see fruits of our labor.
我们会很满足。
Then we will be satisfied.
这是第一个我们喜乐的来源。
And this is our first source of joy.
因为我们看到我们撒的种开始发芽。
When we see that the seeds that we have planted start to grow.
所以有时候你在庭院里面你种一些种子下去。
Perhaps sometimes you might be trying to grow some plants in your backyard.
你开始看那个种子开始在发芽。
When you see the seeds start to sprout.
那是一个很大的满足。
It's a great satisfaction.
每天去看它一直在长大。
Every day you'll see it, it's growing.
你可以看到那个生命。的成长
and you see life growing
再来开花
and you see it flower
你可以看到那花好像有生命
that there's life in that flower
非常漂亮
very beautiful
这个本身就是一种满足
that itself is source of satisfaction
但是我们在传福音就是一种属灵的栽种
now when we preach the gospel we are planting spiritually speaking
你看一个人开始在追求
and when we see someone start to pursue their faith
他的生命开始在改变
when we see there's transformation in their lives
开始在结果
When we see that they're starting to bear fruit,
你会很心满意足。
Then you will feel very satisfied in your heart.
这个就是喜乐。
That's joy.
所以我们要喜乐，要受苦。
So if we want to have joy, then we need to suffer.
多做神的工作。
We need to do more of God's work.
第二个喜乐的来源。
Second source of joy.
就是当我们在做圣工的时候，你从神有一个回应。
When we do holy work and we hear a response from God.
这可是一种很大的满足。
That's a source of great satisfaction.
我们一直听道理，听到最后，你发现好像听来听去都是这样。
If we're always only just listening to the gospel, after a while, it's all the same.
但是如果当我们实际拿出行动去做
，But if we take what we have heard and we act upon it,
忽然间你发现神跟我们同工。
And we come to realize that God is working with you.
你忽然发现神就活在我们当中。
And we come to realize that, hey, God is living within us.
不只是一个观念而已。
It's no longer just a concept.
神就在我们当中。
That God is amongst us.
神很爱我们。
That God really loves us.
他在祝福我们的工作。
He's blessing our labor.
这是一个很大的满足。
This is a great source of satisfaction.
所以这个80年代这个非洲圣工正在发展的时候。
But during the 1980s, when the work in Africa was prospering.
那个时候每一次去都两个月。
Every time we went, we would go for 2 months.
那很喜乐。
But we were always full of joy.
你看到死人复活的见证。
We had experienced testimonies of dead coming back to life.
很多很有能力的见证。
Many powerful testimonies.
你感觉神就活在我们中间。
And so we felt that God was amongst us.
非常的喜乐。
Very joyful.
所以如果我们活着都不快乐。
But if we live without any joy.
是可能是因为我们没有受苦。
Perhaps because we haven't suffered yet.
没有为神的工作投进去。
Because we haven't devoted ourselves to the Lord's work.
你投进去，你就会有喜乐。
Once we devote ourselves, then you will find joy.
另外一点。
Next point.
我们来看《使徒行传》第五章。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
使徒行传第五章的四十一节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱。
The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
彼得他们在公会被打。
Peter was beaten up before the Sanhedrin.
从那里出来呀，很喜乐。
And they came out of it and they were very happy.
为什么
？Why？
我今天为着耶稣被打。
Because today they had been beaten up for the sake of the Lord.
就是那个受苦对他来讲是有意义的，是有价值的。
The suffering has meaning, has value.
所以受苦就变成喜乐的来源。
So the suffering became a source of joy.
我们常常在想一件事情。
Today we sometimes think about this.
人生在40岁以前，我们在追求什么？
What are we seeking before we turn the age of 40?
大部分在追求成就。
Mostly we're trying to find success.
学业上要有成就
academic success
再来事业上要有成就
job success career success
但是等我们活到40岁以后
once we reach the age of 40
你就开始发现我每一天这样上班下班上班下班难道人生就是这样过一辈子吗
every day we go to work come home go to work come home is that all there is to life
到底这样的生活意义在哪里
where is the meaning of such a life
我这样活一辈子到底有什么价值
what's the value of living such a life
所以当我们开始在思想意义跟价值的时候
when we start thinking about the meaning and the value of things
忽然间你就发现工作本身没有办法解决这个问题
Then we'll suddenly realize that our career will not be the solution to anything.
没有办法回答你活着的意义在哪里，价值在哪里。
Our career will not give us life meaning.
那到了这个程度，我们就要进到属灵的领域来寻找。
So when we reach that point, then we need to look into our spirit.
忽然间我们发现，所谓意义就是我们所做的每一件事情要跟神连上关系。
Then we realize that in order to do anything of significance, everything that we do must be connected to God.
离开神，一切都是空虚的。
Apart from God, everything is vanity.
你在世界再努力下去，没有神，这个都是空的。
Regardless of how much effort you put into things, without God, it is all empty.
如果我们要寻找意义，就是你的每一件事情要跟神有关系。
If we seek meaning, then everything we need to do must be connected with God.
我工作就是为着要在这里荣耀神。
We work to glorify God.
我赚钱。
We make money.
除了我生活需要之外。
To satisfy our daily needs.
我要为着神做。
But we must do it for God.
我读书。
We study.
除了有一个谋生的工具之外。
Besides giving us the means to survive.
我要用这个来服侍神。
We need to use this to serve God.
所以当我们到年纪上40岁以后。
So when we reach the age of 40,
我们不能够浑浑噩噩的一天混过一天。
We can't just live blindly.
时间过得很快啊。
Because time will pass really fast.
有一天我们回头想我要服侍神，有时候它太慢了。
There might become a day when you turn around and say, "Hey, I should serve God," but it might be too late.
所以在我们还有这个时间体力的时候。
So while we still have the time and the energy,
让我们来回应。
Let us answer the call.
回应主耶稣给我们的呼召。
Answer the call of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要跟他一起来分享他的痛苦。
The call to join him in his suffering.
让基督的福音能够传开。
So that his gospel may be spread.
使神的国能够扩张。
So that his kingdom may grow.
也因为这个样子，我们的生活变得很有意义。
And when we do this, then our lives will suddenly have significance.
那我们会觉得很喜乐。
And we will find joy.
因为喜乐就是从意义来的。
Joy comes from having meaning.
所以愿主带领我们。
May God help us.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.